And just let me reiterate, moms, you are doing a great job. The whole world has changed. Let's listen to how much it's actually changed in the story of another mother. So we want to end this hour hearing from this mom. Her name is
Bev Barnum, BevBarnum.
Well, that lilting voice belongs to a Portland, Oregon, 35-year-old mother of two. Barnum is also the founder of the Wall of Moms, the Portland mothers clad in yellow shirts and bike helmets who link arms to form a protective wall between protesters and federal police every night at the Mark Hatfield Courthouse in Portland. Now, prior to founding the Wall of Moms, Bev Barnum had never protested a single day in her life. She was at home late one night a couple of weeks ago, and she started watching videos of the violent clashes in Portland, and then something in her changed. Barnum told us what happened next.
I asked my husband what we could do, like if there was anything that we could do. And he said, oh, well, we could start a fundraiser because they're going to need lawyers and what have you, right? But then he rolled over and went to bed. Like the conversation was over. Very typical. Thank you very much. But I was just laying there like, come on. Like there was this primal like anger in me. So I, by 10 o'clock, I posted on the Portland Working Moms Facebook group asking, well, telling them that I didn't know what I was doing, but I really thought it was time for us as moms to go out there and protect the people that were protesting. A mother asked if I had reached out to the Black community, and I hadn't at that point. So I found Don't Shoot on Instagram, and I messaged them, and I basically told them what I thought I wanted to do and if that was okay. And it was a resounding yes. Thank you. Essentially, we've been waiting for you. I thought that if I could get the moms out there to build a wall between federal officers and protesters, that the federal officers would not attack the protesters. And as you and I now both know, I was very wrong. They did something called a flashbang first. And then they did the gas. I didn't know what gas was. Like, I didn't know what that meant. Within seconds, your face is burning. Your throat is burning. And then you can't see, like you lose your eyesight. I don't know for how long, but it felt like an eternity. And the vomiting, it was like an out of body experience. It was like I was in one of those war movies. You know how time slows down? It felt like that. And then I could hear again, and people are screaming, run, they're gonna chase you. And I'm vomiting and saying, I'm sorry, I can't see. Like I'm yelling, I can't see. But I think it was a reporter that helped us. I don't know his name, but he grabbed me by the arm and he said, you need to close your mouth really well because I'm gonna pour baking soda water on you within minutes. I could see again. And then he said, get up and go because they're coming. So we ran like hell. And by the way, they come dressed for war. They're set up to hurt you. They just are. You know, us moms in khakis and danskos, we don't stand a chance. Yeah, it's like a war zone. When they come out, there's no, like, you're not human. I have two kids. My daughter, especially, when I told her what I planned to do, she flipped out. She was like, wait. She showed me some very harsh videos of law enforcement, like grabbing people and throwing them. And she was like, is that like, that's what you're putting yourself into. But by the time I got home, they were waiting up. They were like, tell us everything. And I need you to know that I vomited all over myself. And I also lost control of other bodily fluids. So I was a wreck. They saw me walk in the door and my daughter was like, whoa. And she was like, what happened? And I explained it. And she was like, you're going back. You're going back, right? And I was like, yeah, I am. You know, there was a show on TV when I was a kid. It was called Cops. and my parents would watch that. And there was also a show called Jerry Springer. The things that influenced me as a child helped shape a narrative in my brain. And I feel like it helped shape the narrative for the nation. And here we are, just like living with these ingrained biases that we have to like force out, acknowledge, and change. We have to shift our mindset. We were fired up, and we still are. I am blown away by what has happened. It just feels like a wave of positivity and accountability, not only for us as moms waiting so long to pay attention, to do some digging on our own, and to stand up, to come out after our bedtimes and be a peaceful, nonviolent protester in the name of democracy. It's everything I've ever wanted. It's just inspiring. I feel like I'm growing up. I guess that's what it is. I feel like I'm growing up. Like all these things that I thought I knew about the world and about people are wrong. And I'm learning them outside in the streets. And I can't wait for things to change.
That's Bev Barnum, founder of the Portland Wall of Moms. Bev had a lot more to tell us, more than we could fit into this broadcast. So if you go on over to onpointradio.org, you can listen to the unedited conversation she had with producer Dori Scheimer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.